Well, good evening and welcome to, you know, Life Podcast with Hannah. And we're going to be going through, today we're going to be going through some questions and answers. I'll ask a question, I'll answer. Questions to ask a girl. It was a random search on the internet. And I'm here to answer based on myself. Well, I'll be doing a random and there's some questions that I might actually skip because I don't know, either I do not know the answer or maybe too personal. Either way, question number one. What period in history had the best fashion? For me, I'll say the 90s. I mean, high-waist jeans, high-waist everything. It's just high-waist jeans and crop tops. It's just the bomb. Really, it's the bomb for me, and I'll say the 90s, definitely. 80s, 90s had the best fashion for me, and also 90s baby, so they're a little bit off. No, partiality. That's really the only fashion I've ever said. Next question. How quickly do you jump to conclusions about people? Well, this is something that I personally am trying to work on, but for now I'll say not quickly. Is it jumping to conclusion in your head or saying it out loud? If it's in my head, I always have assumptions. I always have, like, you know, notes about, like, what the person will be like, what this person will be like and all. But I would say really slow, not that. Depends though. Highly debatable. Depends. The next question. What is the most important change that should be made to your country's education system? Man, I just wish we should just take this so seriously. Especially the tertiary institution. The strike, the cancer strike, everyone is all about I get it, like you have to pay and everything. That's one sector, education, I think it should be taken really seriously, and the changes that should be made, a lot, the archaic methods of teaching should definitely be changed. Talking about the university level, the archaic methods of teaching should definitely be changed. The, you know, trying to teach students using intimidation and the rest of it, that has to go. That really has to be like all the this for money, that for money, oh, you're going to respect me, you're going to fear me, and this and that. That should definitely go. There should be change. It shouldn't be about like, oh, how to inflict fear. It should be more of how to make this person a better person for the environment. He's on herself first of all before you talk about like the world and that. And I think that's one. If you just take it seriously, take it seriously. And that's about that. Don't know if I answered that question right, but that's the best I could give for it. Okay, next question. What is something you think you will regret in the future, not starting now, and what is something that you already regret not starting for now? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Next question. What part of your culture are you most or least proud of? Most proud of. I'll pin this for another day. Next thing. What's the worst thing about being, worst or best thing about being here? I'll start with the best thing. The best thing is you have advantage, you have options, you can be versatile, you can basically be anything. Like, you have that. The opportunities in the world, I like to think there are opportunities in the world, there are people that will argue, but like, as a female, it's pretty cool. You get all this emotional strength, high pain tolerance.
being a female leader, you have boobs, for God's sake. Boobs. This squishy little fatty have boobs. I mean, you get to push children into the world. You get to be basically anything. That's just the best thing. The worst thing about being female? The pain of period. The pain of period, the high intensity of every single thing, everything hits you emotionally, all that. It's not really worth it. It's just something that I wish as a female I could dial it down a little bit. But overall, being a female is like the best thing for me. Best. Next question. If you could put your brain in a robot and live infinitely, would you? Indefinitely, would you? No. I do not want to live indefinitely. I just want to live for now. Like, have a good life while I still have it. So, I wouldn't. Next question. If you could replace the handshake as a greeting, what interesting new greeting would you replace it with? Kissing. Thank you. I don't know, but definitely be hugging, not kissing. Next question. Who is the worst guest you've had in your house and what did they do? Well, everybody's the worst guest to me. Okay, worst guest came in and was already buzzing everyone around, telling us to go get food for the person, get water, and my parents just sat down, they were just, and I was losing my shit. But either way, yeah, that's the worst. Not mentioning names. Either way, when does time pass fastest for you, and when does it pass the slowest? When does it pass fastest? When I'm having fun, when I'm actually enjoying the company of whoever I'm with or whatever I'm doing. And the slowest, when I'm not having such a great time. Or when I'm anxious about everything. When things are not really going great, that's when it's going the slowest. Okay, next question. What always sounds like a good idea at the time, but rarely is? A lot of things. A whole lot of things. I think hanging out with friends of friends, like not your friends, but their own friends. Basically, going out, I guess. No. Because, I don't know. Another question. Are humans fundamentally different than animals? If so, what makes us different? We are made in the image of God. We are made in His likeness. We are different. Yes, because we are made in the image of God. We are made in His likeness. And we were sent to dominate the earth. Dominate as in take care of it. And dominate as in being superior. And then there's other inferior. But dominate and take care of it. So yes, humans are different from animals. Next one. What pictures or paintings have had a big impact on you? Pictures. I mean, I will stick with pictures because paintings, I have really not seen a lot of, like, you know, the paintings and all. But pictures of children laughing, in black and white though. Pictures of, like, life going on in black and white, like a market square. Pictures of airplanes, pictures of people showing emotion, crying, laughing, so many things. So, had a big impact on me. Next question. What movie or book character are you most similar to? I don't know. Basically every book and every movie I've watched, I have kind of like learned one or two things or added one or two things from the character into my life, and knowingly or unknowingly I have, so I can't really pinpoint. Okay,
you can broadcast one sentence to every TV channel and radio in the world and have it translated to each language, each country's language. What sentence would that be? Love is the way. Love is the way. And love one another. Basically, love. Next question. What fact are you really surprised the more people you don't know about? You know, I used to be like, oh, when someone would be like, okay, I didn't know that, or something like that, I'd be like, oh, that's... But we all grow up different. We have different backgrounds. We have different things that we are into. There are so many things that we've not come across. And so when someone tells me, okay, they've not heard of this before, they've not done this before, I'm like, okay, do you want to? Okay. This kind of thing, not really like, you don't need this. Ugh. No, it's more like, oh, that's cool. That's my head that bad. Like, that's cool. Do you want to try it? That kind of thing. So, next question. What are you completely over and done with? Bad boy. Like, guys, like, bad, you know, when we were all younger, teenagers and the rest, we were all like, as soon as we did the whole bad boy persona, because we saw it as like a sort of confidence. But now, I like guys that, you know, put effort, take things seriously, have emotional intelligence, are highly consistent, and, you know, they can be sensitive and vulnerable with you when they like you. That's something I don't enjoy that will. Probably, I don't want a boy, I want a man that shows me he cares. So that's something that I'm completely overdone with. Okay, and also begging people, begging friends, or begging anyone to basically stay. Done with that. Bye. Next question. What memory do you just keep going back to? Definitely some. But I think the places that I
really do not know.
Well, I'm beginning to say I really do not know a lot, and I think this will bring us to the end of today's segment. So there will be a part two some other time. Hope you did enjoy this, and bye.